Bob Daughtry, Robert Daughtry, is the new general manager of WBAI Radio, and he comes to this station from WPFW, the Pacifica affiliate in Washington, D.C., where he was director of operations and creator and host of Spiral, a popular music program featuring jazz. Over the years, he's interviewed and dialogued with a number of giants in the music world, including Ornette Coleman, George Russell, and Kathleen Battle, done music reviews and commentary for NPR Jazz Riffs, researched and written articles for various publications, lectured for the Smithsonian Institution's Jazz Series, and the Library of Congress. He's also, that's Robert Daughtry, he's also been a freelance music producer and studied business management and marketing at Howard University and worked for many years in marketing before coming to WPFW, our affiliate in Washington, D.C. in the early 80s. He now joins us here at WBAI as our new general manager. And good afternoon and welcome, Mr. Robert Daughtry.
You, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, you see, you're going to belittle me with that voice.
Come on, don't take me there.
Okay, great. It's 11 minutes after 4, and my guest in studio this afternoon, for as long as we can continue to attract your telephone calls at 9680500 so that we do not have to cut in for a pitch break, is our new general manager, Robert Daughtry. And I'll be opening the phones so that you can talk with him at 212-209-2900. That's 212-209-2900 to talk with the new general manager of WBAI, Robert Daughtry. May I call you Bob?
Of course.
Yeah, we have everybody else seems to, but I...
Right. know, They've already designated me with that and probably a couple of nicknames that I haven't caught up with yet.
I hear that. Talk to us about your vision for WBAI. When did you take office officially, by the way?
October 1 was the official date. This has been an interesting month. In the immediate post-aftermath of 9/11, and in the pledge drive, I have had the opportunity to, you know, see the two worlds. That is the world that everyone talks about, the post 9/11 world, along with the world that we all know. I mean, we've got to deal with the reality of that as well, and the world of WBAI. And so I'd like to say hello to the WBAI audience, WBAI supporters, and the WBAI listeners. It's good to be in New York.
Is this the longest you've spent in New York, or are these your old stomping grounds in some way?
Well, I've been to New York many a time from the various places I've lived to hang out, to catch music, art, just deal with friends, come up for different parties or get-togethers and gatherings, and I have some family in Philadelphia, so it's not new. And I lived here once, way back in the day, as they say, for about a year.
Let's talk a bit about your vision for WBAI. Clearly, you have inherited the leadership of this radio station a little under a year after some events that did, two things. One, they presented this radio station, I think, with a very unique opportunity to raise its profile. But at the same time, it was also a period of time during which WBAI was under attack by some who might have been described as dissidents, depending on what one's perspective is. So it's a relatively stable time, but you're coming in following a period of relative volatility. What is your vision for the station? Where do you want to take WBAI?
Well, I think Radio for a Changing World is an excellent sense of that, an excellent phrase that I think in an encapsulated version says where I would like for us to place ourselves. What has to be done? I'm asking myself many questions as I spend a lot of time listening to the air here and getting to know people through their programs and through their voices, and allowing my imagination to work. So what has to be done? What will it take to make this an effective enterprise? And enterprise is the operative word in the sense that, for me, that means always understanding that when you're in a market of 50, 60 stations in a metropolitan area like New York that covers three states, and really beyond that, but the immediate three states of New York State, the state this city is in, New Jersey and Connecticut, you have to understand that whatever else, the audience has some perceptions that have to do with media in other places that they find it. That is to say, each of us probably listens to at least one other radio station, reads a newspaper or a magazine that deals with the topical kinds of events that WBAI is known for, may watch some television. As such, some of our view is shaped by those other media. There are expectations. So when I say enterprise, I am relating it to the fact that at one level, this is a business. What does it take to make this viable? That means that we want people to respect what we do, that we want to educate and inform people. And there are times when humor has its appropriate place in the information that we give people, and maybe even people might find that they're entertained on occasion as well. So how to effectively constitute that mix, or reinvigorate that mix, or add to that mix, because it's an existing mix, no question about it. So my vision is continuing to be formulated. I'm in the early stages of what I call a listening tour, and I'll refer back to that probably more than once during this conversation.
You know, one of the criticisms over the past several months of WBAI has been we've heard about the creeping corporatization of the Pacifica Foundation and the composition of the board. And quite frankly, I think more people who work for Pacifica found out about Pacifica as a result of the past several months mm-hmm. than they ever knew, even though they had been working for this radio station or for any of our other affiliates for a very long time. Do you sense that there is a philosophical shift of any kind taking place at the board level of Pacifica, and how does that affect the direction of the affiliate stations of this foundation?
I don't think there is a philosophical shift taking place at the board level. It's true that there are people on the board who were had been very much a part of the corporate world, both on big time and regular time levels for that matter. But that does not have to mean that there is a directional shift or a philosophical shift or rift for that matter. And I think that as long as those who listen to Pacifica, as well as those of us who participate in the stations at the station level, as long as we remain vigilant, as long as we pay attention to the issues both inside and outside of the organization, we don't have to worry about something like a creeping corporatization. There are no changes in the direction of corporate underwriting, for example. And as far as I know, no major policy changes that will move us in a direction like that.
Now, one of my concerns has always been, and I have expressed this before on the air as well as off the air, it is that I believe that a listener-sponsored station, a commercial-free station, has still got to do business in a very competitive market. It is the most competitive media market in the world here in New York City. And at some point, we have got to take into consideration the environment in which we work. And I do not believe that it is sinful for organizations like WBAI or Pacifica, for that matter, to figure out ways in which they can actually enhance their profitability and make and provide for their employees a living wage and be able to compete effectively both in terms of infrastructure, you know, the your basic capital stuff, as well as being able to attract the kind of talent that would require you to pay quite a bit more than Pacifica historically has been able to afford. So I guess my bottom line here is when it comes to the question of running a radio station in the most competitive media market in the world, are there any lessons to be learned from commercial radio, from corporate policy, from corporate marketing? You come from a background of marketing yourself.
I think so. I think that your statement earlier speaks to it a bit. That is to say, in the recent controversy over the last few years regarding Pacifica, people much farther and wider than heretofore, than theretofore for that matter, have heard the name Pacifica and learned about Pacifica. And that included, in some instances, people that I knew very well who knew that I was with the Pacifica station but never really listen, even though I would constantly ask them, did you check out what we did today, or did you hear my show, or something along that line, who started to pay attention when they began to hear the name in some of the other news media. They then would get back to me and say, you know, I heard a report about Pacifica. What's the deal with this problem, or the this or that, or about the board? So I think that all by itself speaks to the fact that if you're able to promote yourself, you are now accessible to a wider audience. The question, of course, is how that's done.
Now, the New York City is a city of changing demographics. By the way, we're talking with Robert Daughtry, who is the new general manager of WBAI Radio. He comes to this station from WPFW, which is the Pacifica affiliate in Washington, D.C. We are going to be taking your calls for Robert Daughtry in a moment, 212-209-2900. That's 212-209-2900. Given the exigencies of time, what I'd like you to do is formulate your question as concisely as possible, or your comment as concisely as possible, because I'm only going to allow one question or comment per person so that we can take advantage of the many people who would like to contact us this afternoon and to talk with Mr. Daughtry, who is the new general manager here at WBAI. Hopefully he'll agree to return at some point in this segment of our broadcast day, because we still also are in the throes of our membership and fundraising drive. And the number to call with your pledge of support is 212-968-0500. 212-968-0500. We've got a goal of $8,000 to meet before 6 o'clock this afternoon, and 50 new and or renewing members to this radio station. So please continue to make your pledge of support at 212-968-0500, and feel free to join us on the air at 212-209-2900 to talk with Bob Daughtry, the new general manager here at WBAI. Now that you've been here for a month, a little under a month. Are there going to be any personnel or program changes that that you've already decided upon?
I haven't decided upon any program changes. I've just been listening, doing a lot of listening.
For example, is Talkback still going to be?
Let's see, I think that's going to be on 3 to 5, 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., yeah.
For now, yeah. Yes.
No program changes contemplated at this point. What I'm doing is listening. I'm looking forward to meeting with the producers and the show host here and the other people connected with the shows, and really beginning, for me, the new process of working with them really getting into. I realize, for example, that right now is the programming is atypical because we're in pledge drive. And that number, by the way, is 212-968-0500. So we'd love for you to give us a call while we're talking, as a matter of fact. Become a member at $50, or for a pledge of $250, for example, you can get the WBAI grab bag, which consists of books, cassettes, CDs, any five items making up those three categories that you can grab, put in the great bag, and support the station all at the same time. Needless to say, of course, we love the credit cards, but whether it's credit cards or your pledge that you fulfill, support WBAI, become a member of what I'm beginning to really understand is truly the greatest station there is. You said it earlier, Hugh, there isn't another station that does what WBAI does, and I think that is the part that excites me more than anything else, because it means there are a lot more possibilities.
How do you feel about the description of WBAI as being a station of the left? Now, I must mention to you that for the most part, I have taken the position here that I do not like to be labeled as being left or right or anywhere, because my I want to have the freedom to change my perspective and to look at an issue as a new issue every time. But how do you feel about the perception that WBAI is the standard bearer in the New York and the tri-state area for the left?
I'm very comfortable with that. And if we are the standard bearer, particularly in the tri-state area, then all I would ask is that we do it to the best of our ability, that we galvanize the left, that we be a forum for as many of the ideas on this side of the political spectrum as possible, and that we have energy in doing it, new energy, and some new approaches to doing it. The thing that the left has to be very clear about is that the challenges go on, which I think anyone in thinking about that would say, well, of course, and that we have got to continue to search for new ways to reach people. I think that the things that WBAI stands for, its mission has always been considered by most as being on the left side of the spectrum, as the spectrum is viewed.
I would be remiss if I did not refer again to the events of last December, the so-called Christmas coup and the subsequent changes that occurred in personnel and policy and programs here at WBAI, and one of the questions I often get is, what about the banned and the fired? There were a number of people who lost their jobs, who were either banned or were fired for whatever reason. And I have chosen not to acquaint myself with the details in many of those circumstances because I did not consider it to be important to me personally. You're clearly going to get some inquiries along that line as you proceed in your tenure as general manager. What positions have you formed on that issue?
I've formed no positions on the issue. I have not acquainted myself with the details. I've heard about some of that, of course. If someone who fits that category were to contact me directly, then I would deal with them one-on-one as far as that's concerned. But I formulated no position. And I say that because I'm looking forward. There are many banned and fired from many different organizations. Those kinds of things happen all the time, and I don't say that to characterize it in any way, shape, or form, but it simply is a fact of life. Organizations change, restructure, shift personnel all the time, and that's never something that everyone is going to agree on. Sometimes there's great disagreement, or sometimes there's not such great disagreement, but a smaller number of people are able to raise a very loud response to it. my position is no real position. That is to say, I have not made it an issue in any way, shape, or form with regard to how I'm looking at things. I'm trying to look forward and see how, with the help of the producers, programmers, and staff here, we will be able to take WBAI very much forward.
Shifting gears a bit, talk to us a bit about your work at WPFW, or Pacifica Affiliate, in Washington, D.C. And you've also lectured for the Smithsonian Institution's Jazz Series and the Library of Congress. I know that you are a very widely acknowledged expert in the field of music and specifically in the field of jazz. Talk to us a bit about some of that background.
Well, I guess you could say it all started from my dad's record collection and from a friend of his who lived nearby. As a child and as a youngster coming up, I would listen to those records, and they would take me places, and as did the radio and the people on the radio, and my imagination would take off and took off from there, and I guess the rest, as they say, is history. At WPFW, in addition to doing a program on the air, even before I became a member of the staff over a decade ago, I was always involved on a volunteer level with something to do with the station before I even became a show host. Come in and stuff envelopes and do other kinds of things like that, and I'd come and go. And then eventually I began to do a show, and that gave me a degree of consistency at the station. Eventually I became a member of the staff, and as a staff member, I was director of operations, which involved me with technical and non-technical parts of the whole operation, from programming all the way through to the engineering and sometimes the physical plan of the organization as well.
What is your assessment of the state of the physical plant here at WBAI? Are there things that we need to do? Is there an immediate term plan, a medium term, a long term plan for getting some of that stuff done?
Well, there will be. There isn't one that I've seen, and I've not formulated one yet. As I said, I have to address, as far as certain things that have come across my desk, many matters specifically right away, which I have been doing. And I've been talking with the engineers and also with the operations department a lot about the physical plant. There are some things that I see that concern me. But there are also some things that I hear that concern me even more, and so I'm listening. I like certain things to be more consistent in terms of the sound of the station, and I think all of those. I'm being somewhat vague and speaking in generalities, but those are things that I believe are very much that we will very much be able to address. The longer term vision for that is in working with the department heads here to formulate a plan as to where they want to go. That's something I'm very much interested in. Where do you want to take this department? Where do you want to take the studios? Where do you want to take what your department does? And the department heads will be very instrumental in formulating that plan.
Now, there is a memorandum that requires that at 30 minutes after the hour, there must be a station ident. And now, I got so carried away talking with the general manager here, Robert Daughtry, that I did not do a station ident at the bottom of the hour. So, now I'm in trouble. But it's 33 minutes after the hour now. I'm 3 minutes late for this break. 33 minutes after the hour. And you're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. We are radio for a changing world. My guest in studio this afternoon is Mr. Robert Daughtry. I will try to keep him here for as long as I can. He's the new general manager here at WBAI Radio. having come to us from the station WPFW, which is our Pacifica-affiliated Washington, D.C., where he was director of operations and creator and host of Spiral, a popular music program featuring jazz. He's got a very comprehensive and very extensive resume. Modesty on his part does not permit me to explore it in its entirety. But I'd like you to give us a call, and you can talk to Bob Daughtry at 212-209-2900. That's the telephone number to speak directly with Bob Daughtry, the new general manager here at WBAI. 212-209-2900. Now, the amount of time that we have available for this discussion is inversely proportional to the amount of time that I will have to spend reminding you that we are also in the throes of our fall membership and fundraising drive. The number to call with your pledge of support is 212-968-0500. Now, that's 212-968-0500. It's quick and it's painless. $50 is our basic membership. $25 if you are a student or if you are on fixed income. Thank you very much for that call.
Yes.
212-968-0500. A little later on, I'll be asking Bob Daughtry to talk to us about why it is important for people to pledge their support to become members of WBAI. But before that, I know that you have other questions on your mind. I know that we've got a full board. Now, here are the ground rules. Because of the volume of calls that I see indicated by the flashing lights, I can only take one call or comment per person. So I'd like you to define your comment or your question as clearly and concisely as possible so that we can take maximum advantage of Mr. Daughtry's presence. And in the meantime, while you're listening to all this, remember, 212-968-0500 is the number to call with your pledge of support at whatever level you can afford, because we are listener-sponsored. We are commercial-free radio at 99.5 FM in the middle of your radio dial. There is nothing like this anywhere else on the radio spectrum, and therefore your call of support, putting your money where your mind is, will help us remain on the air and bring you the quality programming to which you are accustomed and to which, quite frankly, you legitimately are entitled. At 36 minutes after the hour, Mr. Michael G. Haskins, we can go to the telephones with calls for Bob Daughtry, the new general manager here at WBAI. Good afternoon. This is Talk Back. You are on the air. Hello, yes.
Thank you, you, for another excellent program.
Thank you. To whom are we speaking?
I'm speaking to Ned from Brooklyn.
Ned in Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to be quick to give other people a chance.
Yes,
sir. Would it be true, Mr. Daughtry, that the station in Washington was primarily a music station? Played music most of the time. Would that be true?
No, it wouldn't. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
My name is Fred from...
Fred.
Yes.
How you doing, Fred? No, that's actually not true. That was something that was said a lot, and probably because there was great pride in the music programming. In particular, one show that was on Saturdays, that was a blues show that has become over the years internationally famous, called the Bama Hour.
I see.
Because so much attention was given to that show, and there's other strong programming there. It was said by some who, I guess, were critical of the station that, oh, that's just a music station. That's all they do. But the fact is, when we took a close look at the schedule and the public affairs and information programs, the news breaks that are part of that schedule, what we found that there was not a significant greater amount of news and public affairs at most of the other stations that were in the areas where some of the criticism was coming from. In fact, there are some very fine public affairs shows there, and two of the people who I would mention who I think can hold their own anywhere in the world would be Ambrose Lane and Dorothy Healy, who's a longtime Pacifica, a member of Pacifica since 1958.
Right. I do see a problem, Mr. Daughtry, and that...
Okay, Fred.
Yes.
Okay, this is a one follow-up, but I did say I'm allowing one question. But anyway,
yeah,
so I'm allowing you a follow-up, but
all
for
right,
all the
you.
Listeners, I just want you to know that if you've got a two-part question, please combine it, because we really have got to make the most of Bob's presence this afternoon. So go ahead with your follow-up, Fred.
Okay, I'll make it quick. Mr. Daughtry, the BAI, many of the people expect controversy. They kind of thirst for it and want it and need it. And I'm just wondering how you would handle controversy, and there certainly is a big, vernacular for that. That's all.
Okay.
Thanks, Fred.
Well,
yes.
Fred, I think we'll have to see how I handle it once it comes up. I think every situation is unique. I can't speak generically to the concept of controversy, but I found the phrasing of your question interesting. They expect it, and they even need it. We'll simply have to see how that plays out.
Follow-up question, Bob Daughtry. Following up on Fred's question, this whole idea of WPFW having been a music station, what is the role of music as a form of social commentary? And does music have a place in a radio station like WBAI?
Oh, music definitely has a place anywhere. And I've noticed that a lot of the programmers here who do what's referred to as freeform shows use a lot of music in their presentation. So music clearly has a place. There have been many interesting things said about music, and two that I carry close with me are that music is the healing force of the universe, which I believe is true. And John Coltrane, who I think many people know his name, he said that music contained the ability to change the patterns of people's thinking. He believed that, and I believe that he was very, very onto something. So music clearly has a place, and I think many of the fine programs here that are not specifically music programs have already shown that over the years.
Well, one of the things that we've been doing here, and I can speak for this particular program, Talkback, is that following the events of September 11th, we've done quite a bit of programming pertaining to Central Asia, Central and South Asia, and I could always rely on the arts department, Matthew Finch, who's the director of our arts department. I would call him at about 2:05 or 2:10 in the afternoon, and he would say, "Where are you going today?" And I would say, "Well, we're going to go to Afghanistan, and we're going to be talking about the Pashtuns, and in Afghanistan, we're going to talk about the situation in Pakistan and how that affects Tajikistan and Uzbekistan." And he'll say, "I have a great piece of music for you from Tajikistan. Some Tajik music." Or he would say to me, depending on the topic, "I've got great music from Fujian province," and
yes,
so forth.
Yes.
So there's quite a bit of cross pollination, so to speak, of ideas and cooperation between and among some of the many of the departments here. Is that something that is to be encouraged in your view?
I like it. I think that just about every time that I've heard it on the air, that kind of approach is generally well done. And I think that when you take these different music breaks and you're playing Tajik music, for example, and music from that part of the world, tuba or some of the other places in, where the music is represented, to me it speaks non-verbally to the consciousness that you bring to the programming. You know, Matthew does a brilliant job in the area that he works. Jabel, same thing. These men are very much into what they're doing. The people on our staff, they know their jobs in that respect, and they know them not just in a narrow sense, I'm finding, but in the broader sense that is communicative. And that to me is very important, since that's what we're about.
We're talking with Bob Daughtry, the new general manager here at WBAI. It is 3 minutes after the hour. 212-968-0500 is the number to call with your pledge of support and to join us on the air with your question and or comment for Bob Daughtry. It's 209-2900. Good afternoon. You are on the air. Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Daughtry and Mr. Hamilton. This is Bob Lederer. I'm one of the fired band producers from WBAI, and I'd like to ask you...
Good afternoon, Bob.
Yes, good afternoon, Hugh. I'd like to ask you why you've just fired and banned two more award-winning African-American producers, Dred Scott Keyes and Anthony Sloan, and whether you intend to reinstate the 26 producers who've been fired or suspended in violation of their union contract rights over the past 9 months by your predecessor, Ms. Lead.
Hi, Bob. Thank you for calling WBAI. I've already spoken to the banned and the fired, so I don't feel that I will address that again or need to. With regard to Dred Scott Keyes and Anthony Sloan, the two names you brought up, those would be personnel matters, and while I would love to comment, because what often happens is the individuals go out and they comment in the community and they put their spin on it. And they can do that because it is their personnel issue. But we, as an organization, cannot violate their privacy by responding publicly to the personnel issue itself. Organizations would like to in many instances, and I would love to, because I think you would find that it's a little different than what you've been hearing. But beyond that, I'm bound not to comment by law.
It is not for a fact. You know, I'm very glad that you raised that point, because that is something that had that had bedeviled me for the first several months that I was here. I had all these callers who are longtime listeners who said to me, who were saying to me, "Well, I want. What do you think?" And I kept trying to explain to them, I cannot address these issues on the air. In public, even if I did know, if I were in possession of salient facts, because it's a gross violation of somebody else's right to privacy. It's a subtlety that hopefully, I believe, has now become understood by and large. Good afternoon. You're on the air with Bob Daughtry. Hello.
Yes, my question is...
To whom are we speaking, ma'am?
This is June from Manhattan.
Good afternoon, June.
Good afternoon. Quick question. Is the gentleman interested in hearing the voices of dissent from the audience of people who have been disillusioned or driven away from contributing to the station? It sounds as though, with his answer to the question about the fired and banned, that he is going to continue Utrice's line of ignoring all voices that she does not choose to hear. And I just am curious to know, are you at all interested in knowing how many people have been totally disillusioned by Utrice's heavy-handed and dictatorial and almost maniacal, it seems to me, rampage in destroying the station? And I will hang up and listen to your answer.
Thank you, June. Bob.
Well, June, thank you for your call. Interesting. I've known Utrice for a while now. I've not seen any aspect of her behavior that I would consider maniacal. But with regard to the other part of your question, am I interested in hearing the voices? I hear from people all the time. I've met people, when they find out who I am, there's usually one person out of a group who either makes a passing reference to the fact that they hear a lot of controversy. Again, that's that publicity we were talking about. Some people have engaged me in specific Q&A regarding that. I'm not interested in having people call me with long stories, pro or con, or about anything else. What I have said to people is, if you feel that you want to tell your story, I will be glad to read it. Write me a letter, not email, but snail mail. Write me a letter and elucidate in any way, shape, or form that you wish to. Then follow that up with a phone call, and I think you will be surprised that I can probably quote things from your letter because I will read it. So in that sense, yes, I'm interested. But a long story that you feel passionately about, and I respect the fact that there is passion there, that you feel passionately about, you call me up and you talk on the phone for 7 or 8 minutes, and then you anticipate and or expect that I will give you an answer or make a decision. I think we both know that that would not be practical in any way, shape, or form, but I will read your letter. I will take the time to read what you commit to paper, and then you may call me and I will discuss it with you, or perhaps not discuss it with you, but I will certainly give you the time of day and I will read anything that anyone sends to me.
We're talking with Bob Daughtry, the new general manager here at WBAI. This is Talk Back. The time is now 49 minutes after the hour. It is now 11 minutes before 5 o'clock. We're going until 6 o'clock this afternoon, and you are on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Hamilton.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon to your guests.
Hello.
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Roy Ellis, and I live in Connecticut. I'm just listening, and I'm just wondering if I hear you and Mr. Hamilton talk about music, and I'm just wondering if, like, a few program would change for music program, because I can get music on any station I want, and WBAI give us something special, and I like music, and I like the music between the program, but, like, kick out another program for a music program, I don't know if I would go with that. And the last thing to say is that a lot of these people that call up and call and say a lot of things about the band and the fire, I'm pledging to the station. These people are not pledging. And these people are getting like 8 minutes, 9 minutes to say what they have to say every minute, and I can't get in a minute. I'm trying, like, you get through, like, after a month, we might get through, like, a one call or something like that. And sometimes never again for a long time, living in Connecticut and things. These people, it's not fair. They are not pledging. If they come on and say something, give them a minute or two, cut them off just the same way. We are shouldering the wheel now. They are not.
Okay, thanks a lot.
The station is excellent and the programming is good. And I don't care what they say, I will support the AI.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mr. Ellis. Mr. Daughtry.
Well, thank you for your call. It's always nice to hear from a supporter, and I appreciate the fact that not only are you listening, more importantly, you're part of that small but hopefully growing percentage of people who actually put your money where your mind is, and I certainly respect that, and we're listening. We're listening carefully to the things that those of you who are supporters first and listeners second tell us. And again, I thank you for your call. I think that you need not worry that there are going to be massive wholesale changes. In time, there will be changes. In order to survive, we must reflect the world that is changing. But they won't be done indiscriminately, and there are no plans at the present for any changes. And when changes do come, my style is to involve the people who are here in those changes. So I hope that at whatever point we make some changes, you will find that they are changes that you can appreciate, that you can go with that flow. And with regard to music, I think any music that you hear at WBAI is going to be more special than you hear at other stations. There are music shows here now ranging from opera to the Grateful Dead to jazz to blues. So there's a wide array of musical programming already in existence. But there are no plans to make this a music station, if that's the implication of your question. And again, thank you so much for calling.
Good afternoon. This is Talk Back. You're on the air with Bob Daughtry. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name's Jim from Queens.
Jim in Queens. How do you do, sir?
Very well, sir, and it's a pleasure to talk to you, Mr. Hamilton. I just wanted to welcome Mr. Daltrey and wish him good luck and tell him expect a lot of garbage from people, but stay calm, and I'm sure he'll do well. And I do wish him the greatest of luck. And I just want to say, Mr. Hamilton, whatever he's being paid, he's definitely worth more. So I just want you to put that in your hopper.
Jim in Queens, please let it be known that although I also happen to be a resident of the borough of Queens, we don't know each other, nor
no,
did
don't.
I pay you.
No, we don't. But you do the, you're intellectually honest, sir, and I appreciate it greatly.
Thank you, Jim.
And you have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Thank good afternoon. This is Talk Back. You're on the air with Bob Daltrey. Hello.
Yes, hi. Am I on the air?
Okay, yeah, sure, but would you please turn your radio down?
I just did.
Okay, good. Let's hear
it. My name is Cliff. I'm driving past Jones Beach, as I do drive in the evening and come back here in the morning. And I just wanted to, a lot of people have opinions. I miss democracy in America. I don't care for the Marjorie Moore talking about God and spiritualism. I think you just notch this down. I agree with the gentleman. This is just a listener's response. I agree with the gentleman who said that there's music, very good music, on NYC, very difficult music. There's all the other sorts of alternatives we do not need on BAI, that sort of thing. We do need something of the quality of democracy, the Amy Goodman quality, and I think the two gentlemen who follow Marjorie Moore are not in that league, and I wish Mr. Hamilton would say, use one word where he's now using seven to say the same thing. I'm very, very disappointed. I'm somebody who's in my late 50s, who's been a subscriber, who was with SDS in the 60s, and has been a subscriber to the station for a very, very long time. Not recently, not out of being nasty and certainly of calling in, but very disappointed. Leaving aside the personalities and these feelings of, oh, we can't talk about personal things, so therefore we won't talk about any of the concerns. I'm very disheartened and not distracted by those sorts of things. There are things that need to be said, the things that are not being heard, and that the replacements for that great cadre of people who are no longer there are not up to the task. And I think it is sad, and I wish you people would recognize how sad it is and how it's not going to go away. And that there were things that Miss Layette did, which you have to face. There are a lot of intelligent, unhappy people who are not personally involved in this.
Cliff?
Yeah, sorry.
Cliff?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
No. Hold on. Don't go. Cliff?
Yes,
don't go. I want to ask you one question before I ask Mr. Daltrey to respond.
Yes.
Would it be fair to say that you have been given a reasonable opportunity to raise your concerns on this radio station? Hold on. Yes or no? Yes or no? Cliff? Would it be fair
have
to
I
say?
Have been given the reasonable opportunity?
Have you been given now, just now, a reasonable opportunity to raise your concerns on these airwaves? Would that be fair to say, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, good. I'm going to ask Mr. Daltrey to respond. Mr. Daltrey.
Well, I hear your opinions, Cliff. I can't really respond because I didn't hear an actual question. I did hear you make one statement that sticks in my head, and that is that we've said we are not going to talk about personal things. We didn't say we wouldn't talk about personal things. We said we would not speak on personnel issues. I think there is something of a difference there, but perhaps you meant personnel and just said personal. But I hear what you're saying, and I can certainly respect several things that you said. Number one, that you are a supporter, and we appreciate that. So thank you very much for that support. You have concerns, and I think those concerns are very real. And as I learn more, as I attempt to move forward, as we plan. I hope that we will address some of those concerns. I think it's vitally important for you.
Sir, I've been in the public relations game. I've been a writer all of my life, all these many 50 years, it seems. And a lot of the time I spent in public relations, alas, doing the prostitution that one needs to do to turn a dollar. And I'm not impressed with these responses that are very polite, but they have no substance. And when you bring in music, and if your background is in music, I'm very concerned that seems more of the same. I'm not seeing anything that's any step towards the democracy sort of programming in terms of quality or replacement or anything. I'm not seeing anything, and music is not speaking to it, and neither is anything else that you said. So yes, I've been heard, and thank you for not hanging up on me. That's nice. But there's nothing coming back so far.
It's nice, but it's not unusual. Hey, thanks a lot, Cliff. We have another just under a minute before we hit the top of the hour. And here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to, Mr. Daughtry, to comment, if you will, on anything that has been said so far in the remaining 30 seconds or so. Then I'm going to take a break. Might I prevail upon you to hold over for a few minutes? I know that you've got people waiting for you, but I think this is a unique opportunity. It's the first time that you've appeared as general manager, and I'd really like to hold you to this, so to speak.
Sure. I'll be glad to hold over, and I think probably the most cogent thing I can say at this point is that it is our pledge drive here at WBAI. We're asking you to call 212-968-0500 and either become a new member supporter of the station or renew your support. I think that we've got a very wide listening audience, and as we move forward, we are trying our best to grow that audience, and you can become a part of that by putting your money where your mind is. No, we didn't cut Cliff off. After all, he's a supporter. We want to hear what he has to say. He may have decided for himself, although we haven't, that somehow this will become a music station, or that he doesn't feel that the things he's hearing are substantive. But, you know, we've all got opinions. We'll move forward and let our work speak for itself here at WBAI 99.5 in New York City.
Now, let's go back to your telephone calls at 212-209-2900 for General Manager Bob Daughtry. Good afternoon. You are on the air. Hello.
Hello? When are you going to stop refusing to broadcast Democracy Now?
Now, you know...
And my comment. You can answer the question later.
Hold a second.
When are you going to stop...
No. First of all, you know better than this. You can't call with your radio on and your radio turned up and expect that I'm going to tolerate this. Come on. You and I have spoken at least once every fortnight. Good afternoon. This is Talk Back and you are on the air. Hello. Good afternoon. Hello?
Yes. My question is...
Yes.
Who took Bob Daughtry's place in Washington?
Okay, hold a second. To whom are we speaking?
This is Gigi.
Gigi. Okay, Gigi, can you speak directly into the receiver?
Certainly, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Who took Bob Daughtry's place in Washington?
Who took Bob Daughtry's place in Washington?
Correct.
Okay. Question for you, Mr. Daughtry.
Hi, Gigi. I don't know. You should call Washington and ask them. I have no idea. 202-588-0999, I believe, is the number. Give them a call and ask them.
Good afternoon. You are on the air with Bob Daughtry, General Manager here at WBAI. Hello. Yes?
Hello.
Hello, yes. Good afternoon. You're on.
Good afternoon, Mr. Yu.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, first of all, your voice is very faint. Are you speaking directly into your receiver?
Yes, I am.
Well, I can hardly hear you, so let's make this quick.
Okay. I just want to say that Ms. Utrecht behaved like a lady, manager, and also did work very hard to earn the position that she had there. And I feel as though she deserved it, and that Mr. Daughtry's there now, and that she's moving on
I hope she's going to a better place than what she's working now. And hopefully she'll succeed like she tried there. I also want to tell Mr. Daughtry that we hope that he can do the right thing like Mrs. Utrecht Lee was doing.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot for that call. I don't believe a response is warranted there, so let's move on. We're going to have to try to make as much as we can of the remaining time in this segment of the broadcast today. Remember, by the way, to keep those phones ringing at 212-968-0500.
Yes. 212-968-0500
is the number to call with your pledge of support. Please continue to do that so that we can continue to take your calls live on the air. Otherwise, I'm going to have to keep cutting in. And if I don't make my goal, then now I'm in trouble. And the kind of flexibility that we've been able to enjoy, we would no longer be able to enjoy. So let's work together on this, will you? Okay, great. We've got two additional calls coming in right now. Thank you very much for those.
Am I on the air?
Okay, great. Now you are on the air. Good afternoon, sir. How do you do?
Very good, thank you. I'd like to welcome Mr. Daughtry to the WBAI.
Thank you.
And I don't know much about you, but I'm a longtime listener here at WBAI, and I'm hoping that what you will bring in is a new direction, Hopi's, obviously. And and although this is a burning question that keeps getting turned down all the time, I also would like to know, will Democracy Now! Will ever come back?
Well, when Democracy Now!, or more specifically Amy Goodman and Pacifica, work out their differences, and I have to say when, because I'm going to assume that it will happen at some point, then there's a possibility that we may take the program here. They have to make a decision, come to an agreement, and if that happens, then you may well hear the program on WBAI's air again. But I can't say one way or the other, because it's not a decision that I can directly make.
Okay. I appreciate that answer. And I would just want you to know that as a listener, it was one of our favorite shows, and I think I speak for a lot of people.
You know, Democracy Now!, let me say this, I think was a great show. It had many good qualities. It was on the edge of a number of issues, as are some of the other shows here at WBAI. And as a national show, I think that it took on the real important national and international issues that we're all interested in, and particularly from the alternative perspective. Something I didn't mention in something that Hugh didn't mention, and he didn't know this, I was part of the original Democracy Now! Team when Julie Drizin, the producer, executive producer, and Gail Christian put the show together, and it came out of a series of different shows that were done by Pacifica, the 100 Day Show with Larry Binsky and others. And then in February 96, when Democracy Now! First started broadcasting, I was happy to be a part of that in terms of working with the engineers. I did some of the early engineering a couple of months into the show when they were between engineers, and they wanted me to stay on in that capacity, but I had other things, unfortunately or fortunately, whichever you choose to interpret, that I had to do. But it was a great show, and I'm sure that not only many of you missed the show, but if it does come back, if it does come back, we will air it.
Now, Democracy Now! Is part of the national programming. Am I correct?
That's correct. It's a national program show. It was being done from the studios here at one point, and that's why it is closely associated. Of course, Amy was here at WBAI for many years as well. The program was originally supposed to air from Washington, they came back to New York. I won't go into the details of that. The important thing was it was on the air, was heard.
We're talking with Bob Daughtry, the new general manager here at WBAI, and you are on the air. Good afternoon. Hello. You're on with Bob Daughtry. Hello? I guess not. Good afternoon. This is Talk Back. You're on the air with Bob Daughtry.
Why did you call Amy Goodman a white bitch? That wasn't nice.
Excuse me?
No. Clearly, that is not.
I think that was uncalled for. And furthermore, that's just an outright lie. I've never made any public reference to Amy except a moment ago when I called her name. And I don't believe that I characterize her in any way, shape, or form. I'm not sure what you're talking about, sir, but I don't appreciate your saying that to me.
Right. You see, part of the problem here is that we also have some very extreme people who cannot distinguish one voice from another, or people who, for whatever reason, have decided to...
we all sound alike.
Yes, so that we all sound alike. And what happens is that, you know, they might have heard something someplace, and this is one of the great things about WBAI. Now, we can put a 7-second... Or a seven-second delay.
Mm-hmm.
We can screen calls. You know, I say to people, I don't screen calls. We have the ability to do that if we wanted to.
But we don't.
But we don't, nor do we use a delay.
We give people the and to use profanity is just uncalled for. I don't understand that.
You know, it's a risk. It's a risk you take when you do the kind of honest, real time. Intelligent radio that we try to provide here.
You know, I'm not going to be responsible for the past. Whatever has occurred in the past, that is the past. It's not to say that some people or some shows may not come back. I think I've spoken to that to some degree. I'm not going to make blanket statements about issues or about people, because that's always less than prudent to do so. I'm more interested in moving forward. If moving forward means incorporating some of the people who've been here, if they fit into that vision, fine. You know, I'm not being real specific about things, because if I were to be real specific, first of all, there are some who would gladly accuse me of, you've made up your mind already and you just got here.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't made up my mind. I'm truly open to the various possibilities. I'm greatly enjoying what I'm hearing. I heard a show last night on BAI, soundtracks from Broadway plays. I can't think of his, David Kenney, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful show. I really enjoyed that. Now, some of you may malign it and say, well, it's a music show, but it was really a nice relief. This man was professional. He was very even-handed in his pitching. The music was a nice break from Anthrax and war talk and the woes of the economy and those kinds of things from some of the other media outlets that were at my disposal, should I have turned to them. I think we have many great shows like that at BAI.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Chris Wendt on Sunday morning with the classical music show that he does. Great show.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, the WBAI news, while many organizations are completely focused on this drumbeat for war and telling you things that have no sources and all, WBAI has continued to pay attention to other issues, and I think that's critically important. We've taken long looks at the mayor's race. We've talked about the governor's race in New Jersey, about racial profiling. And just last week, we followed up on a situation in Cincinnati where, as many of you know, that city has been experiencing several days of clashes between the residents there and the police earlier this year, with over a dozen young black men who have been killed in confrontations with the police in Cincinnati, both this year and going back over the past 6 years. I mean, WBAI has stayed on top of these issues and continues to report on them and follow up on them. There's a big nuclear issue, power issue that BAI has been keeping up with, monitoring the transport of nuclear waste through the region and the shipment of nuclear waste upstate right now that's expected to come through this area at some point. And of course, that shipment has been delayed. And if you listen to the news here with Jose Santiago and the news team, you're aware of that. But where else can you hear about that? Who else is a watchdog on these kinds of issues? I want to increase that. I want to continue that, and I want to increase the support for that here at the station. Those are some of the things I can say. The other things I'm still learning about, still focusing on. So we will We will address as many of the issues with the station as we possibly can, but we won't now or at any other time talk about personnel issues.
We're talking with Bob Daughtry, the new general manager here at WBAI. This is his virgin appearance as general manager on the on these airwaves. You've heard him before here, but not as general manager, and he's been gracious enough this afternoon to sit in until the end of this program in another 7 minutes and to take your calls. I'm going to allow one call or one comment as concisely stated as possible for Bob Daughtry. Good afternoon. This is Talkback. You're on the air. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi, yes.
Quick comment?
Okay, good. Would you please speak directly into your receiver? Your voice is very faint.
Yes, a suggestion.
Oh, great. Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to see the pro-life position on WBAI presented from the pro-life people and not from the pro-choice people. And this is no way in the same category, but the bumper stickers, if they could say 99.5 really boldly, some job and business forums for non-oppressive job and kinds of work, and upgrade the website. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Just before you respond to that, Bob, I just want you to know that this question of the pro-life position or the pro-choice position, I don't know whether you've had enough, but you have not probably been here for long enough to be able, you know, to know this. But one of the things that I've insisted on is that during Talkback, we entertain a plurality of views, a plurality of ideas, because I do believe that most ordinary human beings are really they do not hold positions that are set in stone, and most people want to have the room to be ambivalent about issues and to articulate that ambivalence. But unfortunately, in most other media, you're required to take a position. Are you for the death penalty or against the death penalty?
Right.
No, the answer is it depends on whose being is being gored. It all depends. Are you pro-choice or pro-life? Well, I'm both. You know, people want to have the opportunity to explore the ambivalence and the plurality of their views on some of these matters, and that's one of the things that we've been doing here. With respect to that particular call, I hope that the caller is aware, as I'm sure he is, that if there's no other place, this is a place where we are more than willing to entertain your discussion as extensively as possible on what your position is, whether it's pro-choice, it's pro-life, it's pro- however you choose to describe it. That's perfectly fine. But your comments.
Well, I think you make a good point, and I can find some agreement with what the listener was saying there. What I get from what he stated is that he'd like to see the other side and see how it pans out. There are many who have said over the years, well, we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't give the other side a voice on this network because they get plenty of voice on the other network. And I do understand that position, but I think in order to do full service to our listeners, that is to say, if we are going to explore the issue in depth and not constrain the issue or narrow it to a very structured context that doesn't allow for any real debate over the various issues of the pro-life movement versus pro-choice, then we can do a full service to our listeners by hearing a representative from each side and hear the two of them go head-to-head over the various issues and hear more than just a soundbite response to a narrowly presented question. There's so many elements of that particular debate that need to be explored, and it reminded me, and this is only tangentially related, but it reminded me that Ginger Otis had done a piece on the anthrax threats against women's health clinics, that health clinics that specifically provided abortions, and I think it was reprinted in full in the Village Voice. So We have to, you know, give kudos to Ginger, a part of the news team here at WBAI also. And again, I'm biased in that sense, but already I've seen through my association here how strong this news team is, and they do it without the multi-million dollar budget that they have for the soundbite news on the other media.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I remember walking in here one afternoon, and as I walked in, Ginger was there, and I went to the newsroom as I usually do when I come in during the course of the afternoon and say, does anybody have anything? And she said to me, you know, I've got this interview that I did with someone in Pakistan. Hmm. This was as the Afghanistan story was unfolding.
Uh-huh.
And would you be interested? I said, of course. And she very generously made available to TalkBack this very fine interview that was one of the very first things that I had heard on the air that really put into perspective some of the political dynamics and the socioeconomic and ethnic and other relations that define the political reality in that part of the world. And she made it available to us and was very happy. We were happy to have it, and it was really authoritative and very informative. And it's an example, again, of the cross-fertilization, of effort that takes place. We only have another minute or two, so I'd like to leave you now with the closing comments. Any closing comments that you might have, anything we haven't covered you'd like to touch upon, before we talk with you again sometime, hopefully soon?
Well, I would like for the audience to know that at some point as we move forward over the next few months, I'll begin to come to the audience on a regular basis once a month and report on things that are happening here at the station and give you the opportunity on the air to have at me or to do some dialogue exchange, some information exchange, talk about how you feel about BAI, express some of the things that you would like to see here, that type of thing. And of course, you may always reach me by mail, again here at WBAI at 120 Wall Street, snail mail, not email. I will read your letters carefully, and then you may follow up with a phone call, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you about any issue at all.
You're listening to WBAI. This has been the Monday edition of the program Talkback. I'd like to remind you that our telephone lines are open. With your pledge of support, you help to make this radio station, keep this radio station viable. We ask you to put your money where your mind is with your telephone call at 212-968-0500. You can become a member for as little as $50, or if you're a student or on fixed income, $25 will do the trick. Or you can pledge at any other level that you can afford. You can get any of our various gifts or tote bags or, caps, T-shirts, whatever they are, mugs, all that other good stuff. Just become a member of WBAI for the fun of it, and because you know that we do what is not being done anywhere else on the spectrum of the radio dial. I'm Hugh Hamilton. We will do this again tomorrow in the afternoon. I want to thank you very much, Mr. Bob Daughtry,
thank
our
you,
new
Hugh.
General manager here at WBAI. Thank you very much, and we'll do this all over again tomorrow, the good Lord willing, and the crick door eyes.